USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Getting ready for the rollout. With three coronavirus vaccines poised to be released, the focus turns to deciding who gets vaccinated first. CDC Director Robert Redfield tells Fox News those decisions are being finalized now.
The vaccine is going to begin to be rolled out probably by the end of the second week in December. Initially in a hierarchical way, nursing home residents, and then some combination of healthcare providers and individuals at high risk for a poor outcome. And those decisions are in the process of being finalized as we speak.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average hit a new high Tuesday, crossing the 30,000-point mark for the first time. The Dow closed the day up 454 points to finish at 30,046. The S&P 500 added more than 1.5%, while the NASDAQ added 1.3% on the day. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square. Use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings, deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
President-elect Joe Biden has revealed some of his cabinet picks, and his selection for Treasury Secretary has some ideas for the energy industries. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has chosen former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen to serve as Treasury Secretary in his new cabinet. Speaking with Bloomberg last month, she's ready to tax the gas and oil industries.
We're energy that creates carbon emissions, enters the economy, and to simply levy a tax. So I think that's an easier and more efficient way than auctioning permits. But one way or another, we think carbon pricing is important.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The world's largest maker of rubber gloves is shutting down production at 16 of its factories because of COVID outbreaks. Malaysia-based Top Glove is temporarily pausing production at 16 facilities and is running its remaining 12 factories at a limited capacity after more than 2,000 of their workers tested positive for coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump and his family participated Tuesday in a White House Thanksgiving tradition. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President Trump is issuing a presidential pardon for turkeys Corn and Cobb to spare them from the Thanksgiving table at the annual White House ceremony.
On behalf of the entire Trump family, I want to wish every American a healthy and very happy Thanksgiving.
Speaking in the Rose Garden, the president says the two magnificent gobblers were raised by the National Turkey Federation Chairman Ron Cardle himself in the great state of Iowa. As for where the turkeys will end up,
these birds will retire under the care of skilled veterinarians at Iowa State University, a tremendous university.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The first college football playoff rankings of the season are out with no surprises at the top. Alabama leads the way with Notre Dame at number 2, Clemson at number 3, and Ohio State in the 4 spot. Texas A&M comes in at 5, and Florida at 6 is the last two out of the 4-team playoff. The Southeastern Conference has 4 teams in the top 10, with Georgia joining the bunch at number 9. The biggest surprise of the rankings release was BYU's number 14 ranking, despite a record of 9-0. The Cougars sit at number 8 in both the AP and coaches polls this week. The final rankings that will select the 4 teams that will battle for a national championship will be released on December 20th. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.